You were you. I've watched you have sex.
You guys literally took chairs, sat down, and watched me get head from a girl and then fuck her.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. I am your host. My name is Matt Corman. Thanks for tuning in today. And alongside me again for the 20th week in a row is Devin Perry. Devin, how are you?
I'm doing good today, Matt. You know, just grinding. It's a nice day out. We made a nice long trip back home to Boston. So.
Yeah. We just so for those who don't know, I'm hurting today. I'm not going to lie. We got fucked up last night.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it right now. We went
to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Met up with our friend Mitch Brooks.
Shout out to Brooksy.
Showed us around town, you know. We're not used to going up to Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And
that's not the difference, though, because it's not like the water's different up there. Like, just because you're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, you're going to get way more fucking drunk than
normal. Yeah, we're little city boys up in the country, you know.
Yeah, bro. We were milking cows and shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? We went to UNH. Ooh. We went to UNH.
Bro, my bad.
No, it's good. Just kicking things in the studio. We went up to UNH because I was supposed to have like a little a pop-up performance there. I ended up not doing it. The party got like shut down, and then so we just continued to, you know,
drink
it.
Exactly.
Do our thing. But yeah, it was kind of a good thing because, you know, I got a little too intoxicated. Alongside with that, you ever like wake up in the morning. I know you saw me this morning, but this morning I woke up and like I just felt like fucking death, man.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I mean, you saw me last weekend when we went to Brico. Lights on, no one was home.
No one was home at all. Those espresso martinis were absolutely fire. Listen, if you guys live in Boston and you haven't had an espresso martini from Brico in the North End on Hanover Street, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You need to go grab one of those ASAP.
But I'm gonna get a little advice on not chugging them.
Also, you can't slam them after a whole night. Like we had a whole night of going out. Which, by the way, I'm done. I'm gonna get to this, but I'm done drinking. I'm officially going sober forever.
No, not forever, but
I'm probably gonna never drink again, bro.
No, I could definitely use like a little break. You know, get in the gym.
Drink some water. Drink some milk.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a break from drinking, you know?
Absolutely. It's always good for you. I could use, like today's Sunday, like, we'll take a break. We'll take a 5-day break. So it's like Friday.
Exactly.
And then, you know,
then we get back at it.
Listen, guys, thanks for tuning in today. We have a really important podcast today. Topics I'm going to be covering is how to profess your love to somebody who you know. Well, I mean, that's kind of it, right? How to profess your love to somebody. They may know that you love them or they may not know, and like if it's the right way to go about it. So Perry, he's got a girl that I don't even know how to word this, but you love this girl.
Yeah.
She's the one that got away for you. I just want to make sure before we do this, are we on the same page with the girl?
Yeah, we're 100% on the same page with the
girl. We're not going to say her name in this. Let's say it on three. No names. 1, 2, 3. No names. 1, 2, 3. No names. 1, 2, 3.
No names.
All right, what's her name?
Girl.
Ah, nice.
Yep.
High five. All right, perfect. So, yeah, so Devin went through a situation where she's going to hear this.
Well, I know. So, like, I feel like
she's a supporter. She tunes in.
Yeah, exactly. So, the thing is, like, I don't know how to go about this because, like, we've talked about, like, girls in the past from my past. And, like,
yeah.
We say the situation and the girls clearly know it's them.
They know.
Like, it's clearly them.
Well, I mean, then fuck it, right? You're supposed to be professing your love to this girl anyway, so maybe you can profess it over the podcast.
Yeah, but I don't know if, like, it's a good thing to just profess it over the podcast.
Why?
You know?
Why is it a bad thing? Because it shows you're a creative guy and you're out here, you know, working your tail off on a couple of your passions. Like,
yeah.
She might think it's dope.
Yeah, but I feel like we could, like, yeah, I mean, I don't care.
You're worried.
Yeah, I guess though. Yeah.
What did you say earlier that you're worried about? Is that she'll think that you were kidding?
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah. She'll probably think it's a joke and like.
But it's not. Is it a joke?
Yeah. No, it's not a joke.
You actually have feelings for this girl.
But like the thing is, like I'm friends with her too, so like she knows me and my friends, and like that we joke around and stuff. We like have this podcast. We like say some funny stuff. So she might not take it serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. It's definitely a little tough. I mean, we're definitely going to dive into that today, guys. We got an action-packed podcast. Right now, I want to cover the weekend recap. So on Friday, I just went to work in the studio. Heavy, man. I just focused on creating a lot of music, which, by the way, I got hella new music coming out start of October, guys. It's going to be so dope. I have a huge announcement, but I just can't, like, say it now. But anyways, a lot's to come with the whole music aspect of things. So Friday, I went to work. Saturday was yesterday?
Yep, Saturday was yesterday.
Oh, wait, no, Friday, dude? Friday, I was in the studio, and then I went to J Mo's at 1:30 in the morning, and we just got super, super fucked up. Yeah, and then, like, came back here at, like, 4 in the morning, and you know the vibes, you know. And, yeah, so that was kind of mine. And then Saturday, me and Perry just went up to New Hampshire to go visit Brooksy. Well, we went to Maine.
Yeah.
Went out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and, we just got severely fucked up. And, like, I got so fucked up to the point where, like, this morning I woke up at 6 a.m. and I was hurting. Like, I was so hungover. Like, I'm still hungover. Like, I was trying to throw up and, like,
the entire morning. It was awesome, though. I just gave you knuckles as soon as you walked out of the bathroom. I was like, damn, that's the vibe today, huh?
Dude, that's the vibe. And then we fought through it, though.
Yeah, we did. We went to see motorcycles racing. Motorcycles.
Bro, motocross. Racing dirt bikes.
Yeah, no.
We went to see motorcycle racing. motorcycle racing. I don't know.
There was some good kids out there.
Bro.
Sending it.
Dude, Cullen Park is fire. That kid number... Yeah. What the fuck? I forget.
43.
43. Yeah. So, for those who don't know that listen to us, I grew up racing dirt bikes. I talk about it in my music a little bit. So, today, we went up to Maine and watched a couple races. This kid, Cullen Park, if you're listening to this right now, you are fucking fast, bro. That kid flew.
Good.
Dude, flew. He
flew past the
A-class.
A-class. Got 10-second head start?
Yeah, which is absolutely bananas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this kid, I mean, he's a sicko. He's clearly naturally gifted. So, shout out to you. You're obviously a professional at what you're doing. You're a fucking animal. But, Perry, what did you think about, dirt bike racing? That was your first time kind of seeing it.
Actually, should I go on my weekend recap before I go into the...
Dive in. Yeah, because you had a good weekend. Yeah,
I had a good weekend. I mean,
you hit the stool.
Oh, yeah, I hit the stool.
Bro.
So, what happened was we already went over My Saturday with Corman, but...
My Saturday with Corman. That's the new segment. My Saturday with Corman. Hey, tune into My Saturday with Matt Corman. Woo!
So, my Friday, I'll start off with... That was good.
Sorry.
So, I started off with got home from work, and my roommate texted me, said he was down the street at the buddy's place.
Ah.
So, they're like, hey, you can't fit another car in the driveway, so longboard here.
You can't fit another dick in my ass.
yeah, exactly. So, they didn't tell me that it was all uphill to his house. So, like, I mean, it was a 15-minute, 20-minute longboard, but, like, dude, it was tiring. It was all uphill.
Holy shit.
So, then I got there. We drank. Then we went out. Went to a bar down the street.
Yeah.
I actually forgot my debit card there, so I had to run back real quick.
Classic.
But then we all, like, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. We're like, yo, let's hit the studio. So our boy Cam grabbed his laptop, put up GarageBand, and we just started ripping lines. that sounds bad, ripping lines.
Yeah, my buddy started grabbing GarageBand, and we started ripping lines.
we started recording and whatnot. I mean, like, guaranteed, like, we're not rappers. And
While we're here on ripping lines, do you do cocaine?
No.
You don't? Do you do any type of drug use?
No.
No, okay.
No, I just drink alcohol, which is legal for me because I'm 24 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, bet. All right, keep it ripping. So you guys grabbed a laptop, grabbed a GarageBand, and started ripping lines. Why did you guys do this?
I don't know. We were just like, yo, like, this bar is fun, but it's a lot of older people, not our age. So, like, let's go back and make rap music. Yeah, make rap music. So, like, should I actually, like, rip this verse?
Yo,
I
mean, let me hear the bars.
Good.
No,
it's
let
not
me...
very good, but...
What, dude? No, this shit's fine. Can I read it real quick?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I rap sometimes.
Yeah,
so
you rap sometimes.
You want to rap it?
Should I rap it?
Yeah, rap it. Rap into the microphone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to get made fun of, but...
Who gives a fuck, dude?
Fuck, I don't care. I don't care what people think about me.
Yeah, fuck them. All
right, so I went after my boy Hooch, and, like, he kind of said a line...
I can't believe that you wrote a rap and you're about to rap it right now with the Kids at Work podcast. Yeah. I'm excited to hear this. This is my second time hearing it, but the first time I think I was pretty hammered.
So it definitely goes better with a beat. I mean, like, guarantee.
I can get you a beat, bro.
Yeah, throw in a beat, bro. Throw in a beat.
What's the vibe of the record? Is it?
I don't know. I forget what the beat was.
Okay. All right. You forget
just,
what it
is. Honestly, just throw in any beat. I feel like, I mean, it's just a stupid rap I wrote in 5 minutes because we were just in the studio.
Yeah, no. All right, I'll throw on some I'll throw on some freestyle type vibe beat, and like that way you can just cross this.
Yeah,
shit.
Facts. So, and this was like, so like Hooch had the verse before me, so I went off of his verse. So like that's why the first line is what it is.
Okay, so it's like a little boom bap. Well, I mean, here's a beat right here. You can kind of
wait. No, I feel like this one's more fast.
Oh, okay. So you spitting bars.
Yeah, spitting bars.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the vibes.
Yeah. So you want some little baby type shit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, all right. I didn't know the vibes, bro. Let's get this shit. Oh, how's this? Is this too low?
Nah. Honestly, this could work.
This could work? Perfect.
Yeah, let me know when to go, because I'm not the best with them.
Go right now. Go.
Yo, out here getting scary. Spitting in the stew while hitting the bowl. We getting a little weary. Lights going crazy. Burning up the weed and getting kind of lazy. Oh. I'm straight fucking with it. Oh. My boy Cam kind of spitting it. Hmm. Now if I should hit another bowl, lead the shit. Fucking with the crew, you ain't new to it.
Whoa.
Hitting alumni, grabbing beer too quick.
Whoa.
But my verse coming to an end. Slung Coronas with the boys. It's a send. Now I ain't done with it. Spitting more bars so my boy can go off of it. Duff, he's a scruff. I'm joking, he's the man. I'm croaking, I'll pass off the Duff so he can get it going.
Woo! Holy shit, Devin Perry. That was pretty impressive, bro. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Put your hands together. I think I should sign you to my record label. I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah, you be the new signee for.
I kind of messed up a little in like the middle, but
oh, it's cool, bro. No, we all thought it was fire.
Like I said, I'm not a rapper.
No, yeah, but I'm not a rapper. Yeah, no, that shit was that was fire, Dev. Great job. And then so I'd love to hear the final version. Did you guys like create an MP3?
Yeah, actually, so we have a recorded version of like all our verses.
Interesting.
It's just
how is that not on my email?
I don't know. I'll hit up Cam and like let him know, like send it over.
Let him know I'm interested.
Yeah,
we could put some money behind that shit and really blow it up. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you did that Friday night, and then Saturday you woke up and laid around all day, and then came up to hang out with me.
Yeah, you called me. I was like, you want to go to New Hampshire? I'm like, I can get away from the city for a little. You know?
Hey, clocking some trees.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the country.
Hey, we're drinking out of these Kids at Work mugs right now. I always say how we're gonna release these to the public. I never will, but cheers to Kids at Work. Thanks. Ooh, we're drinking like water today. Usually we're drinking coffee or
Coronas,
but honestly, I'm in so much pain right now. Yeah. I am fighting through this. And can I tell you something, bro, that I haven't told my people? I think that I feel like one of my lungs isn't working.
Dude, me too.
No, not just from yesterday. Wait, are you fucking with me?
No, I'm dead serious. Like, right here.
Bro, this one, like, I don't feel it expanding anymore.
Yeah.
Hold on. My left one works.
Wait, talking about the lungs, but I know we don't vape, but how about that? How about the vapes, dude? Like, all over the news, dude. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, bro. Yes. I mean, it is pretty insane. I think we could dive into that a little bit. But, I mean, you know, just stop fucking vaping.
Yeah. Like, but, like, everyone's saying it's, like, the THC oil that, like, the kids are getting off the dark net, like, the dark web. But, I mean, dude, either way, vaping, nicotine, cigarettes, like, none of it's good for you. I think they're kind of trying to get like people to go move back to cigarettes, which is
So someone said like I was in somewhere. What the fuck is going on? What is this?
Hospitalized recently after vaping. Some of those patients have been diagnosed with severe lung disease.
Listen, okay, before I get into this, I have sponsors now, so I don't know if I'm like allowed to like play these like clips because they're definitely copyrighted. This is from CNN Health. Wait, but I don't give a fuck. Also, so thanks for reminding me. But people have said like this is a push from big tobacco in order, you know, to get people back on board with cigarettes.
Yeah.
That it may be. I mean, did you see Trump put a ban on vaping?
Yeah, that's crazy because like so honestly, vaping is like for people to stop like
it's
smoking
gnar,
cigarettes or stop like dipping tobacco,
mm-hmm.
which I think I read like it's like
stop
thousands of
dipping tobacco.
Thousands of people die from like cigarettes like every year, and then 6 people die from juuling, and it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And they're starting to ban, like, honestly, like, I'm kind of against, like, juuls or smoking or anything.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. Like, I'd rather be a healthy person. I'm not saying, like, it's an addiction, it sucks. Like,
yeah.
Which is tough, but I try not to get into that addiction.
Yeah.
And try to keep myself healthy from vapes or smoke.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like me and you have never touched a Juul in our life, right? Or a vape in our life, right?
I've definitely touched a Juul,
boy. We've definitely mixed that in, but it comes to a point where I think it's just with anything, right, guys? Like, guys and girls, sorry. If you're out there, or whatever you are, the third dimension, I don't know. But if you are out there, like, doing anything obsessively, like, if you, like, this girl, like, there's an article, she says that she was vaping every single day for the last 2 years, what did it say? For the last 2 years, she was vaping every single day, this girl, Cindy. Sydney Kinsey, a 21-year-old student from NYU, she started smoking cigarettes while abroad in London, and then she switched over to Juul. When she got back to America, and she did it for 2 years straight every single day, and then she started to feel effects. Like, yo, if I drink alcohol every single fucking day, it's gonna affect me. If you do anything every single day, but also on the positive front too, if you work out every single day, you're gonna see effects.
Exactly.
Whatever you do, you're gonna see effects from you doing that every single day. If I work on my music every single day, I'm gonna get good at that. If you take shots in basketball every single day, your shot's going to improve. If you're vaping every single fucking day, don't be surprised when you feel like shit after putting something foreign into your body that it's proven it's not good for you.
But for their defense, they're addicted to nicotine, so it's hard for them just to stop. Like, it's like any addiction. It's hard to stop.
Yeah.
So that's why that's why they came out with the vapes and Juuls for people to, like, try to get a healthier way. But, like, in the long run, like, everyone knew, like, there would have been a problem with electronic cigarettes and, like, literally vape, like.
Yeah, there's no fucking surprise factor here. It's like, it's just like, I mean, I'm not against vaping either, but I'm just like, yo, just, like, stop. If you're doing anything, like, obsessively like that, just fucking stop. You just gotta figure a way to figure it out, you know? Because, I mean, that should ultimately take over your life, and you can, you know, fucking die from that. And life's too short as it is. Life's too fast. Need to slow. Walk by a garden. Forgot to smell a rose. Lately, I just feel like I don't even have a nose. Moving too fast, really need to chill. Age of 24 and my life's too real. Trying to make it happen before my ship set sails. Lost a couple friends that I'll end up with a Juul.
Bars.
So shout out to vapes. Stop doing them every single minute of every single day. Yeah. Hey, mix in them every now and then, though.
You know, like, gradually, where am I going with
it? I like how it's an alternative to cigarettes, right? Because, like, my brother smokes cigarettes or did smoke cigarettes. Yeah. And I was like, bro, just start ripping the Juul. And he started ripping the Juul and, like, everything's better. And he feels better.
Yeah.
So he's using it as an alternative to cigarettes. But, like, don't be surprised if that shit still makes you feel like shit, you know?
I think it is helping people get over cigarettes. And, like, I feel like cigarettes could be possibly worse.
Yeah.
But, like, nicotine addiction is just, it's just hard. I mean, in the future, kind of, like, gradually, like, slowly hit it less and less each day and, like, maybe just go to the weekends. Like, you could possibly probably get over the addiction.
It's like being in a relationship. And when you're hitting it every single day, you can possibly – that
it's an addiction.
It's an addiction. You know what I mean?
And then, but you know what? If she's not letting you hit it every single day, it's every 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah, then what do you do?
You get rid of it.
Yo, guys, me and Perry went to a dirt bike race. This is Perry's first dirt bike race ever. Like I said, I grew up racing dirt bikes. What did you think of it today? Like, was it kind of what you expected? Like, what's your vibe?
Yeah, no, it was cool. I mean, like, I never raced dirt bikes. I've been on a dirt bike, and I rode bikes and, like, would hit jumps and stuff and just, like, send it.
Wow, so the sender. Yeah,
it kind of reminded me of that, but, like, it was just cool, like, seeing, like, how fast these kids are going and just sending it over the jumps and tabletops and everything.
Shit's lit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Shit's fucking lit. Yeah, motocross is it's a dangerous sport. It's really cool. I used to do it.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. Like, it is very dangerous. Like, you can easily be going over a jump, but, like, you're right next to another person. Like, they could, like, something happens, they fuck up, and you fuck up. Like,
yeah,
you know.
And it's pretty much a see you later alligator when it comes down to that point. And you know what's tough about alligators are. If you're ever in trouble with an alligator, do you know what to do when it's attacking you?
Like, are you running from it, or is it have you in a death hole?
So, I mean, well, here's my situation, right? You're by the lake, right, or the little puddle on the ground, and you see an alligator, and it looks at you, and it says, "Hey, big human, I want to fight you immediately." You know how they clamp you and they spin?
Yeah.
Do you know what you would do? Like, how you would save your life? Like, I want to hear, like, what you think you would do.
Honestly, like, I don't know what I would do in that situation because I've heard that's just, like, the death roll. That's what it's called, right? The death roll?
Yeah.
So, if you're in a death roll, like, I don't know. I'm hoping one of my boys is right there that I could just jump on top of and fucking scare it away.
Yeah, because that's – yeah, you definitely need your boys there. Yeah. But, I mean, so, in terms of what – that's supposed to be an alligator. That's supposed to be an alligator attacking. If you're attacked by an alligator, this is what it says on Google here. If you're attacked by an alligator, run away. If it's too late, fight back.
Don't try to pry open its jaws.
Attack the sensitive snout and gouge their eyes, and definitely do not play dead. But perhaps more important, stay out of their territory. That's a shitty answer.
Yeah, that's kind of a shitty answer.
I was expecting this.
What does it mean? Definitely do not play dead. Like, why would you play dead? Like the thing would.
Well, no, maybe people are scared. They're like, okay, if I act like I'm dead, then he's not gonna know.
But the thing is, like, if you act like you're dead, they're like, oh, perfect. Like, I just eat it now. We'll eat the person.
Listen, guys, today's podcast is about should you or should you not profess your love to somebody, you know, in the perfect way to do it. Sorry, I don't know how we got on alligators.
Yeah, me either. But we'll get back to professing.
Yeah. So listen, guys, I have some insight on this. When I was coming up through the ranks, Big Slinger, I had a crush on a girl for a while. So when I went into high school, I legit fell in love with my ex-girlfriend. And so I was able to profess my love to her. Well, I'm pretty open. Like, I've always been a pretty confident guy.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And I just told her that I was like, I got the feels for you. I love you. Like, I'm going to make you my girlfriend one day. And then she continued to just, like, hang out with other guys and not me for a long time.
But then
and, like,
what did you do?
And then what did I do?
Yeah, what did you do?
I didn't. I would never hang out with any other girls. Is that what you're implying?
Yeah.
No. I was big on the whole, Yeah. Now, what I did was I got a girlfriend. So, guys, when I got to high school, I started to like this girl. She didn't let me back. I was in the friend zone, and I created a plan to get her to be my girlfriend. And what I did was, a part of the plan, I was like, hey, I'm going to get a girlfriend, make her jealous, and then dump my girlfriend to be with this girl. So, let's call this girl... followed my life up to this point, you should know who the hell my ex-girlfriend is, because, like, she was in my life for, like, 7 years.
Yeah.
But, like, if not, we're going to refer to her as Girl D.
Girl D. That makes sense.
And then Girl H, because that's... Girl H. So I wanted to be with Girl D, right? But she wasn't fucking with the boy. And so I was like, all right, bet. I'll go and start a relationship. So I just started a relationship with Girl H. Great girl. Love her still. Awesome woman.
All right. Sounds like an amazing plan.
No, it was a good plan. We dated for like 3 to 4 months, actually.
Wow.
Girl D.
Longer than any of my relationships.
And Girl D. And I started to like Girl H, for real. Like, I liked Girl H. I did. She's awesome. And shout out to Girl H if she's listening to this. You are fucking awesome. I hope your life's going really awesome because you're great. Girl D was like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, bet. Okay. If I... break up with Girl H, can me and you be a thing, Girl D? And she was like, yeah, sure thing. So what did I do? That next day, I walked into school, and then I walked into my class. I shared a class with Girl H. It was chemistry. And then I broke things off with Girl H right on the spot. And she started crying her eyes out. And that sucked. But it got me with Girl D.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is I professed my love in that way. I told Girl D from the spot, I love you. You're going to be my girlfriend. And then I dated her for a long fucking time after that. So if you're listening to this and you want to, you know, replicate what I did, feel free to do it.
So, like, I probably wouldn't go with the same route.
Okay.
We're professing my love to girl. I don't even know what to call her, just girl.
You should call her by her. Yo, I used my name. I used their first letters and their names for, like, their thing. You should call her. She's going to listen to this, maybe.
Yeah.
Are you ready to profess your love, bro? Yeah, I think it's going to work. You guys make a great couple. At least a mix and a date.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should definitely.
Would you settle down with her?
Yeah, facts.
Like, actually?
Facts, yeah.
Why, though? Like, do you think that would ever work? Like, forever? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, are we too young to be in relationships,
so,
bro?
So, I feel like me and you are always like, nah, we're never settling down. Like, there's no point. Like,
yeah.
But, like, I feel like at one, at some point we're going to, I mean.
What point, bro? No, I don't see that even. Like, some days I wake up and I'm like, ugh, I just want, you know what I mean? Like a lifelong partner. And then, like, other days I'm like, what? Lifelong where? Yeah. Because, yo, you can't trust these girls,
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Because remember I was telling you yesterday how that that girl wanted to hang out with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, actually, during the day. No, I don't care. She's 28.
Yeah. It doesn't matter her age. I just call her the 28.
She won't listen to
this. Yeah. She doesn't have an Instagram.
No.
Yeah, well, no, she does with, like, one picture, right?
Yeah.
Sketchy, bro. Yeah, that's what I don't like about her.
But, like, she's, like, she's probably looking for someone to settle down with, and I'm like, do you know what my intentions are? Like,
what are your intentions then? Like, what are your intentions with a 28-year-old girl?
You mean, so, like, I just want to, like, cuddle, watch a little Netflix, you know?
You just want to cuddle and watch a little Netflix?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you're looking to do. Cuddle, okay. You know?
Okay.
I don't do the hookups and...
You don't do the hookups?
Yeah. Okay. No. So like, I don't want to settle down. Like, so I don't want, like, her coming over and getting the wrong...
Wrong idea.
So, like, yeah. I feel bad. So, like, I was like, nah, like, I got shit to do today, which I literally slept all day.
Yo, I'm so busy. Oh, my... Yeah. That might have sounded weird as fuck, by the way. Yeah, I can't lie to you listeners right now. You guys probably, like, just heard me high energy screaming, oh, my God, and then, like, it cut off. My, like, project file just, like, our podcast just got fucked up. But anyways, what Perry was basically saying is a girl was trying to come over, and he lied to her and said, hey, man, I'm sleeping all day. No, yeah, you said, hey, I'm busy.
But, like, that's, like, me, like, honestly, like, trying to, like, save her.
Why don't you want her coming over? Yo, because if I'm, like, and you know, I'm down to, like, have, like, you know what I'm saying, a little snuggle buggy come on.
Yeah,
if you're tired, bro, like, you know, why don't you, like, you know, you gotta know the vibe, though. Because, like, some girls wanna hook up.
Yeah.
And, like, fuck. Other girls wanna date. And then some girls are kind of just, like, there for the hangout.
I feel like that's, like, why I'm, like, kind of iffy about it. Because, like, I know she's older, so, like, she might want to settle down. I'm like, I'm not about that life right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree.
So, like, I don't want, like, her getting the wrong idea.
So what do you like about this girl? So a little background on this girl that we're talking about that I want you to profess your love for. Give me a little background on her. Like, you went to high school with her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, we're just,
why are you getting
like,
nervous?
So we're just, like, straight, like, saying this stuff?
All right. Oh, wait, no, I don't know. Yeah, that's...
I wasn't expecting that.
My bad, bro. I mean, you
know... I just want to give
the story on it. All right, you can leave out some details then. I just wanted to get some, like, little...
No, I don't care. I'm, like, I'm good friends with her, so, like, either way, like, it doesn't matter.
It's
like,
even cool. I mean, if you're like, hey, I love you, like, it's not going to be that big of a deal.
Dude, it's not that big of a deal. Like,
No.
So, and she probably knows it, too, anyways. She 100% knows it, too. Dude, so I mean,
you're literally nervous. You're like red in the face right now. I mean, wish these visuals were. Yeah, you're right, kind of nervous.
So I guess I'll start off with we went to high school together.
Yeah,
I was like, we were like kind of best friends since like freshman year. I always thought she was like pretty, like good looking, like, you know.
Sure.
I kind of wanted to.
You were trying to tap that ass.
Yeah, but like we were just best friends at the time. Then somehow my senior year, like we were on all our classes together, and somehow senior year, like. We started, like, talking somehow. Mm,
that's hot.
It didn't really last too long. So, kind of ended from there.
Were you guys, like, girlfriend and boyfriend?
No. We weren't that, but...
Have you guys had sex?
No.
Did you guys kiss each other on the mouth?
Yeah.
Have you touched your vagina?
No.
Has she touched your penis?
No.
Have you touched her boob?
No.
Has she touched your boob?
No.
She's never touched your boob?
My what?
Your boob.
No.
Oh. Have you kissed her on her neck?
No.
Have you guys...
No, like I said, it wasn't that, like, that long, because, like, then I ended up, dating this other girl, and then she ended up dating this other kid, which, it was fine.
Story,
like,
of your life with this girl, though.
But, so, like, we ended up just staying best friends, and then we actually went to the same college together.
Ah!
Yeah. She actually kind of hated me my freshman year.
She did?
Yeah, I did something, yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't really remember exactly why she hated me, but, like, it came to a point towards the end of the year, I literally just, like, hey, can we talk?
And,
like,
Wait.
What?
You came to college with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is that situation why she hated you? Because was she friends with?
No, she wasn't friends with her, but, like, she was, like, pissed at me for not, like, kind of telling
her. Hooking up with her?
No. Like, telling, like, she was, I don't know, she... she wanted me to be truthful with my girlfriend, like, about what I was doing at college.
She was just mad that you...
Yeah, but, like, it made sense. Like, I was kind of being, like, a little, like, asshole, you know? Okay.
I like your choice of words.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, you were being a little asshole. Okay.
So like, we were friends, and then, like, she kind of hated me, which finally, like, towards the end of the year, I was like, I'm done with this. Like, I just, like, apologized to her, and, like, kind of we made up and became friends, and, like, we were just, like, we were friends here and there throughout college, so.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I mean, so she lives – does she live in Boston?
No, she doesn't live in Boston.
Like, around here? Like, she's local to here a little bit?
She probably lives 20 minutes south of Boston.
Let's back it up. So here's how we're going to make this happen, right? Yeah. You need to get in an environment where you can actually tell this girl that you, like, give a fuck and you want to – because, like, you've known her for a good amount of time, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, known her for
– So why don't you just shoot her a text and just say, yo, like, want to grab a drink this week? Say this week, because if you're talking about relationship shit –
But, like, the thing is, like, we also just talked about me, like, not wanting to commit to anything.
Well, you sound like a confused boy, then.
Yeah, well, like...
I think you should just tell your lover anyways. No,
but the thing is, like, you can, like, have, like, oh, I love this girl, but, like, also, like, it's... I guess it's, like, more complicated because, like, I'm still good friends with her, so, like, yeah. I don't want to, like, ruin the friendship
No,
either.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I think that what you should do is... You should let her know, be like, yo, you need to start making the move. Like, how many times do you hit her up, like, once, like, do you talk to her, like, once a week, or do you guys talk, like?
We talk here and there, like, I'll send a Snapchat and whatnot.
Like, once or two a month?
No, like, more than a month, like, more than once or twice a month.
Yo, you gotta set up the hangout.
Like, I'll probably, like, snap her this week, like, and yeah. we'll just send
a quick dick pic? You just...
No, not that. We'll just send a couple just snaps her. Back and forth.
Just a quick underwear bulge, just unsolicited. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Just going out to a bar, meeting a girl, making out, like, getting her number, just texting in the morning. Good morning.
Yo, for the listeners out there, this is actually a true story that happened. I don't know how to tell this, so I'm going to say, friend, we go out, he hooks up with a girl, and then gets her number, and then in the morning, texts her, good morning. I just think that's so fucking romantic.
It's such a hilarious though.
Yeah, no, it's mad funny, but, like, good morning, and then she didn't reply. Like, dude, don't give her the good morning.
Like, if you're a girl out there, and you're just looking for a quick makeout at the bar, and you give a guy your number just to give him your number, and then he texts you in the morning, good morning. Like, and you don't even know him. Like, what are you thinking?
We had, like, you know, he was going to work, then I say, so it's like he's like a 7 a.m. good morning text. Like she probably bro, like, she just made out with you at the bar. Like, she probably regrets that. Like, she, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no,
like,
not me, yeah,
like, she, yeah. Like, she might, like, regret that. Like, she doesn't want the good morning text. How are you? Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. What are you doing for lunch?
But he doesn't even know the girl. But, like, it's fine. Like, it happens, I guess.
Yeah, shit like that, I guess, kind of happens. Listen, I want to go into this segment. It's called Daily Facts here. So here's the thought of the day today. Fun fact, for September 13th, 2019. Whoa, that's the wrong date. Well, you September 13th anyway, though.
It was Friday 13th, so it's perfect.
Oh, okay. That kind of works. You were born an original, don't die a copy. That's by John Mason. I truly do believe in that.
I like that.
Yeah, you were born an original, don't die a copy. I could go for days on something like that, but hell yeah. Here's the joke of the day. Why did the banana wear sunscreen at the beach, Perry?
Why, Matt?
It didn't want to peel.
Oh, God.
Woo! Random fact of the day. Perry, you want to read this one?
Yeah. Uncopyrightable is the longest word in the English language that doesn't repeat any letters.
Whoa.
Wow, that's...
Uncopyrightable.
That's crazy.
I don't know why I'm, like, trying to, like, see if it actually does it. Like, it's clearly, like, does it. Okay. Journal entry idea. If you have a journal, get a journal started. I don't have one, but I have my music, and that's kind of a journal of my life. You could dive through my music and see, you know, where I was at in my life when I released that song. So, if you want to make a journal, here's a journal entry idea. What do you think is the most important thing for today's kids to learn in school?
So, I guess it depends on, like, what's, like, I guess it could be different from elementary to middle school to high school. Because, like, I feel like in high school and college, like, they should be learning more about the financial, like financial, like, what's the word? Like, just
I think you're still drunk from last night.
Nah, definitely. Yeah. But, like,
looking at, like,
think about it. You go off into the real world, like, you need to know, like.
Real world versus road rules.
You need to know. like how to financially stable yourself. Is that correct?
Like, yeah, no, I get what you're saying. It's like learn how to become financially free, yeah. And how to like balance your checkbook and how to, you know, where to invest your money, you know, how to save money, learn what a 401k is. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of what you're looking for.
Yeah. And then elementary and middle school is like different. I mean, like when we were back in elementary school,
I owned elementary school because I fucking ran that shit.
Cursive writing was important for us to learn, but we never use it.
When the fuck have we used cursive?
Never.
Why did that? Why?
They stopped teaching kids that.
I think
we're the last like generation to learn cursive.
Oh, bet. Then we should be writing in cursive every day. So that way people would be like, oh, they know something we don't. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, I like the fact that you got two cups of waters for us. One for the kids at work. I can't talk. Nice. And then in the red Solo cup. Yeah. I'm solo.
Because we need to hydrate I'm very dehydrated this morning.
I have fucking
it's afternoon now.
I have wet brain. 3:24 p.m. I have wet brain. You know what I think is most important for today's kids to learn in school? There's a couple different things. I actually have a podcast coming out with this. With with mi amiga. I think that there's a couple different topics. I'll just cover them very, very lightly right now. Kids need to learn a little bit more about slavery and black history. And I also think that what you said as well, how to become financially free.
I think we should learn more about other cultures too. Like I talk to people who are from South America, Europe and stuff, and they come over to America and know our culture and like learn our culture, but like mm-hmm. we know nothing about their culture. Mm-hmm. Like they take the time to learn our culture. Why can't we take the time out of our school system to learn like other people's culture, like other countries' cultures?
With you, yeah, I'm with you. I think that that's a great point. I think I would also like there to be a class in school that teaches kids not to be fucking little bitches. And what I mean by that is not like being a tough guy. I mean like in society, right? It's like, yo, don't
not everyone is getting an award.
Yeah. Well, I mean that I wasn't taking yo, you just said that like a school principal where like you gave out an award and people are like, where's mine? You not everyone's getting an award. Sit down.
Now when we grow up, like not everyone got an award. Like if you get last place, you're not getting an award. Like nowadays, like everyone gets an award, and like I feel like there's no competition anymore.
Fuck these kids. Nah, I think that people should learn how to take risks in life. Like you need to fucking like sorry, I got the weapon. I'm still fucking hurting. My brain still feels like a Captain Morgan's bottle, and then a fireball nip. But
Jack Daniels.
But I think that we need to teach kids, you know, risk calculation and how to follow your passion and to have a realistic view of like what you're doing in life. Like there's a lot of people out there that are just following in line with shit because it's safe and easy when they just hate their fucking lives because they do so. They're afraid to chase their passion. Not that I have any sort of feeling towards that. I quit my job to pursue my fucking passions. And I don't know. It's just really opened my eyes to see. Like I wish like a lot more people consider doing what the hell they love to do in life. I feel like there are a lot of people are like tied down to that shit. So that's not cool. Yo, shout out to the weather. It is beautiful outside.
It is beautiful outside, and I don't know what I was gonna say.
I don't know. You look at your watch.
I almost just said I got the watch on the weather.
Yo, guys. While we're here, I just want to give a shout out to a new sponsor of mine. The sponsor of mine is the Kids at Work podcast. You guys can subscribe on Spotify and on YouTube. We're going to have the visuals come up on this pretty soon. And also, if you're listening to this and you follow the podcast but don't follow me, Matt Corman, which some people do, believe it or not. Yeah. I saw that on the Instagram. Like, Matt, there are people who don't follow me but they follow the podcast. Yo, what the fuck? Go follow me. My name is Matt Corman. I created this bitch. You should do that if you're following this fucking podcast right now. That's kind of all that I have to say about this. Listen, guys, I'm hurting today, so I apologize for being a little late on the podcast. What I want to do, I want to dive back into professing love so I can get serious and get some tips, okay?
Yeah.
So what I did with Girl H and Girl D, it worked well for me, okay? I just want to provide a little value to the listeners out there. If someone's in my situation where like, hey, you love this girl, you want to hook up with her, you're trying to tap that ass, or you're trying to like, you know, make her your girlfriend or boyfriend, right?
But like, so like, what you did, it worked for you, and it could work in another situation.
It could,
like,
bro.
Sometimes, like, that won't work. Like, the girl will be like, really, like, you're gonna, like, make me girlfriend. Jealous yeah. to get me. Like,
yeah.
Some girls won't like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So, it can work in certain situations. You kind of have to, like, read the situation. You read that situation perfect.
Do you wear condoms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I just need to get that out in the air and in the open. I just need to find out if you wear condoms. Now, Perry, what...
Why?
What,
wait, I'm so confused.
I don't know. I just kind of just went through my head. We were just talking about girls, and like I was just thinking, like, do you wear condoms?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Everyone out there, make sure you...
What?
Make sure you wear condoms. Like...
Bro, my brain doesn't fucking work today.
Yeah, me either. I went to go say something, and then just kind of paused. You know?
Yeah, I feel that. All right. Well, listen, guys. I know we covered a little bit here. I'm probably just going to wrap this up here. We're in a 40-minute period. Should we go on anything else? What do you think?
Should we... finish it off by talking more about professing.
Oh yeah, yeah, I was gonna, yeah, yeah, yes, yes. I mean, we definitely should. I mean, but I was trying to say, yeah. like, you guys can follow my model, and maybe that works, maybe it doesn't. But if it doesn't, then also don't be. All right, here's some value for you guys. Don't be fucking pussies out there, okay? Like, when you are going into a situation and you're like, oh, like I'm nervous, what they're gonna think, like Devin, for instance. I want Devin to profess his love to this girl, and he's like nervous a little bit, like, oh, like you know, start thinking about like what she's gonna think.
Yeah,
like. You just got to be confident. Girls love confidence.
Yeah.
They love confidence, dude. They fucking love it.
Girls love confidence. And you know what? Like, some advice I want to give out to you guys out there. Like, if you're going to, like, profess your love to, like, the person that you do love, because it could work out in the end. And even if it doesn't, then I don't know what to tell you there, but.
There's other girls. Words of advice from the greatest, dude.
There's many fish in the sea, you know?
Yeah. That's true. 4 billion fish are in the sea. Yeah. I looked up how. So when me and my girlfriend broke up, I was talking to my buddy, and we were talking about how like there's other fish in the sea. You know, if it doesn't work out like in life with who you're with, and there's 4 billion girls out there. There's probably the same amount of fucking guys out there too. I have no idea. I haven't looked up the statistics, which I probably should before I start speaking on things.
And
but
even like professing your love, like if you profess your love and like doesn't work out, like that could actually not be the love of your life. Like you could actually meet your love of your life down. In the future, you know.
Do you want to be loved?
Like this, I think there's 3 steps of love. Whoa. You have your first love.
Whoa.
That like you, it's hard to get over. Your second love, it's very toxic relationship, and it doesn't work out very well. And then there's your third love, what is the love of your life?
Wait, do you believe that? What, dude? What the fuck was that? Are you? Do you believe that?
I've had 2 of 3 of those. I've had my first love. Who was so-and-so.
What's her number? Her name? Letter? Her number? All right, well, you've had a lot of girlfriends.
It's girl B.
But there's 2 B's.
They both have the same initials.
Yeah, they both have the same initials. And that's why things were a little confusing. All right, is the one that you dated her?
Yeah, so I dated this one. And
Okay, that was
my first love, you know?
Okay, okay.
I think my second love was a very toxic relationship I was in. Those are the only 2.
Was that? Pop up.
Yeah.
Girl P.
Wait.
Girl K. It'll be girl K.
Okay.
Well, no. Well, what about girl H?
Girl H? Who the hell is girl H?
HP. Harry's.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's sad. You guys dated for a good amount of time, too.
4 months.
Yeah, that was 4 months of hell. I lived in the same room as you in college.
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude. Dude, I would wake up, you guys just fucking like consistently. You guys had sex like in front of everybody. Well, it was mostly in front of me. I've watched you have sex.
You guys literally took chairs, sat down, and watched me get head from a girl and then fuck her.
Jesus Christ!
You guys were
Oh my god!
5 of you. You, Hanlon, Baby Hen, Dino.
Yeah.
I think Brooksy or something. You guys literally sat down, cheering me on. Let's go,
Perry. You know what's funny? I remember because
this
poor girl. Happened?
She literally has a father.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got one of those. We were in a, in my room, and I remember we had like a squad of us, and I remember you guys were like laying under the blanket. I remember I pointed it out.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, what the fuck are you two doing under that blanket?" And then she got mad awkward, then you got mad awkward. And I just remember seeing your face because she was giving you a little handy, right? Was a little quiet handy? Little silent, which, by the way, is kind of fucking weird that you guys are all hanging out with all the boys and you're with this girl who, by the way, we never hang out with ever. And then it was like 2 p.m. giving you a quiet hand.
No, this wasn't. This was like,
oh, no. It was late, right? It was
dude, but like, how is that girl okay with my friend just in the room and like, dude, like, if you're a girl, like, you're not gonna keep going?
Well, not only that, she put it on. Well, dude, when I did this, she was giving you a hand job, then I was like, hold on, like, why don't you guys get it going? She climbed on top of you. Do you remember?
Yeah, she was.
And then I got beers, and then I pulled up the chairs and put my feet on the bed, and then was cheering you guys on while you guys are fucking.
Yeah, the boys were like firing her up.
Dude, we were screaming, fuck. What were we screaming, dude? Don't come. Oh my god. Bro, we were screaming. I was like, don't come. Keep that dick hard. That's what it was. Keep that fucking dick hard.
Dude, what was wrong with us?
Woo!
Yikes.
Dude, that was weird. And that was all her.
Yeah, dude, she went with it. Like, dude, if that wasn't like a regular girl, like, I feel like they would just walk out of the room and been like, what the fuck
is she wrong was with down, you? Dude. I remember just seeing her just start getting you going, and then she climbed on you. Then we were like, this is happening right now. Like, all right. And I've also seen you had sex with, you know, H, with girl H.
Yeah.
And then also girl K.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one? I have it on my Snapchat, actually, still. Of you humping her. You know, because I was...
Dude, what?
Where are we going with this?
I don't know, dude. Oh. Went from professing...
your love to... I hate to hear it. Oh, my gosh! She just texted you! Yes, dude! The girl that we are talking about... just texted Perry. This is amazing.
Perfect.
What'd she say?
Now she knows exactly who she is.
Well, I mean, she's going to know at some point anyways, man.
Yeah, that's
true. You know what I mean? Yo, no phones at the table.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
What the fuck, dude? No fucking phones.
Yeah, I'll wait for that one.
Listen, guys, my fucking head hurts. We've been going for 46 minutes. It's Sunday. If you're listening to this on Sunday, what the fuck's good? That's what's up. If you're on your way to work, I hope you have a good day today. Seriously, focus in on what's going to, you know... work for you. Sometimes what the majority is doing isn't what you should be doing. And try to get some shit done today. Create a daily plan. Listen to my, if you need some help with like productivity and getting shit done, listen to the podcast I put out about the three things you need to do or you need to focus on in life so that you can have a more effective life, which was health, wealth, and relationships. I think that's episode number three. But what the fuck's good, guys? Thanks for tuning in. Again, follow me. My name's Matt Corman. His name is Dev Perry.
No, I changed it to just Devin Perry 95.
Oh, Devin Perry 95. Way better. On Instagram. You can follow the Kids at Work podcast on Instagram, everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube, too. We're going to have visuals up soon. My camera just got fucked up.
Can't wait to have the visuals up.
Oh, my God. We're going to fucking make it happen.
So everyone see how fucking good looking I am.
Yo, guys, have a great day at work. Thanks for tuning in. Dominate it. Keep your head up out there. It's almost the weekend. Peace.